Lord God, as I come before you and before these, your people, O Lord, I ask you to wash me right now, to cleanse me and make me whole. Help me, O God, to offer the words that you desire to be shared for all of us gathered in this space this morning. Let us, O God, come to you reverently, seeking what it is that you desire to be placed upon our hearts. Let the very words I speak, the very moves I make, be that, O God, that glorifies you. O God, I come as your humble servant. So be with me now. Amen. My message this morning has two simple words to it. No hesitation. No hesitation. So I want you to do something. I want you to just take a minute. I'm going to give you a minute. And I want you to think of a time when you did not hesitate. You did something, you said something, and you never even thought about it. It just rolled out of your mouth, or you just did the action without even thinking about it. Take a second. Just think for a minute. When was there a moment in your journey you did not hesitate? Okay, I'm going to bring you back. For some of you, that may have come easy. For some of you, that may have been a difficult question to ask you this morning, of a time when you did not hesitate. So now I'm going to push you just one more level and just say, is anyone willing to share what that was? Can anyone share what that moment was? Viola. Coming to the United States, you did not hesitate. Thank you. Can anyone else share? Oh, sorry, my bad.
The times this past year that my parents have called and they've gone to the emergency room.
Yes, when your parents called and they were being rushed to the emergency room, you did not stop. You went. The call came. I can share that experience. Trust me, I can share that experience. Others? Anyone else? Kira. So most of your life is just go. And there are actually, I thought about this when I was going to ask this question, because there's some folks where there isn't a lot of hesitation. There's another one in the house that's like that, and it's not me. I won't say nothing about her, but she's smiling. She's smiling right now. I'm called Mr. Slow, and I tend to want to think about things for the most part. For the most part, there are times when there is no hesitation. Anyone else? Okay, this is my pulpit right here. Go ahead.
When you left college.
There was no hesitation. It wasn't like a looking back. It wasn't like a reprocess, rethinking. You just got up and went. Anyone out? Susan.
As a teacher, and you teachers out there, you know that there are many times throughout the day where you have to react without hesitating so that someone doesn't get hurt or so that there isn't extra drama.
So one of the things I thought of right away for me was went with our children. I thought about when our children were small and how when they would edge to something that was that might be danger for them, the edge of a step, the edge of a sidewalk, the edge of the street, I would be like, it's something in my peripheral vision or Barbara's peripheral vision, we would know, and we would grab right away. for those parents, even for those who are not parents, for those who've been around their nieces and nephews or cousins, the small ones, there is something innate in your nature that you do not hesitate. You just go. What about driving? I'm surprised no one mentioned that one. Okay, give me one. Right, so you had to react right away, right? You had, and your instinct said, do this and it'll save your life. If you don't, you may not make it through, right? Wow. I think about it because I drive as well, and you know, the minute someone in front of you puts on their brake lights, who just keeps ignoring it? None of us do, right? The minute the brake lights go on, we're like, woo! And it's always, so there are moments in our lives, there are experiences in our journey where we do not hesitate, where we take action. And I love this text because this text tells us that when Jesus called the disciples, these first four, when Jesus calls them, they do what? They immediately stop and drop what they're doing. They don't ask the question about, well, can we do this? What about this or that? They don't debate the issue. They don't go to church committee. They don't sit down and go back home and discuss it, long-term plans. There was something compelling, very compelling about when Jesus says to them, follow me and I will make you fishers of people. That they did not hesitate. They did not pull back. They didn't say, woe to me. They didn't look at each other and go, well, Susan, are you going to go? Or are you not going to go? Or let's kind of have, think about it. No. We are told that they simply dropped their nets, which was their livelihood. There was no promise in this call that they were going to have a career of greatness and goodness. And for all of us who know the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey might say, we know that they are not going to be in the land of milk and honey. Everything is not going to be howdy howdy. Everything's not going to be good. In fact, they're going to have some rough roads to travel. There's going to be fear along their journey. And yet, when Jesus calls, they drop their nets. They do not hesitate. They go and join Christ without any question, without any doubt. Augustine states it this way. He says that our hearts are restless till we rest in thee. In essence, his description of why the disciples might have gone is because their hearts were already restless. They're living in a community and in a time where it was difficult, it was a difficult life. By the way, being a fisherman, while it was a decent living, it was an okay living. You were not in the upper stratus of the society. You were not even in the middle stratus of society. As a fisherman, you were in the lower stratus of society. You were not that special. Even though this was a way, it was a worthy and honorable profession. And yet, it was a way of survival. It was how they lived. It was how they made their journey. How many people today would leave their jobs? How many would walk off without any question, without any doubt? But in these disciples, there was something in their heart that when Jesus called, there was no doubt in their mind that they would go. Greg Garrett says that in the Greek, this immediate sense of movement is called ethios, and that it It indicates that when they did this, this is why you see immediately in the Greek, it means that there was a quick, a direct response. They did not sit and wait, that they got up. So the word itself immediately is close to an experience of actuality, that yes, they got up and they went. Troy Miller says that when you read the Matthew passage on this section, that it's that you hear Jesus call to radical obedience. He simply called, and for them to give up everything that they had was radical. It was radical for them to drop their chores and drop their profession. It was radical for them to walk away from their families. It was radical for Zebedee's sons to walk away from him. In that culture, you did not leave your family. It's interesting because in my family, we have been radical because in my hometown, the home street that I grew up on, all of us left. All of us had moved away, and I was over there just this not too long ago because I went to Kalamazoo and I had to go to Benton Harbor, and I was in Benton Harbor, and I realized that there's only one relative who is still living in the same place in which we've lived, and she's not moving. Alderita is not going anywhere. She's staying in her house. She's staying right there until the Lord calls her home. But all the rest of us have moved away. All the rest of us have gone to different places. There's nothing wrong with the fact that she stayed. There's nothing wrong with the fact that these disciples could have stayed. They made a radical choice. A radical choice to leave from whence they had known the community, which they, all their friends were here in this community. All their family was here in this community. And their work was in this community. And yet the scripture tells us that when Jesus came forth to them and Jesus said to them, "Follow me, for I will make you fishers of people," they got up and they left. And I want to believe that same sense of radical obedience is what God is asking you and me today. Because we live in a world that we don't have time to try to figure things out all the time, even though we like to. We want to. But there are sometimes, Barbara, right? Barbara, I'm talking to you, Barbara Lehman. There are sometimes where we just have to do things, right? That sometimes waiting gets nothing done. And by the way, my Barbara would say the same thing. There are times that when we sit and debate and think and rethink and reframe and retool, we spend so much time trying to process that we get nothing done. We are called right now not to hesitate on the word of God, not to spend so much time trying to figure it out, but to do what the Lord places on your hearts. Because right now, as I said to the children, right now, Christ is calling for you and me to follow the Lord. And it means to go where we are sent, to do as we are asked, to serve in places that might not be the best places to go, but we are being called to be the voice of God. They went, they left. There was no education at the time for them. They didn't know what they were getting into. They didn't know where the road would lead them. And yet all along the way, Christ was with them, teaching them, guiding them, instructing them, challenging them, just as Christ desires of you and me today. There's a story about a Christian who was sitting on the roof of a house, and the floods began to come. The water began to build up. And so what happens is that the Christian is sitting on the roof because the water's coming, so instead of leaving, as most people would have done when they heard the flood was coming, the Christian says, "Nope, I'm not leaving because I'm going to call on the Lord. The Lord is going to save me." So the Christian goes up to the roof as the water continues to flow in. And as the water begins to flow, there's a person with a boat that comes by. And the person with the boat comes by and says, hey, come get in the boat. We're going to get out of here. And the Christian says, no. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to wait because the Lord is going to save me. Water continues to flow. Water continues to flow. And along comes a helicopter. Helicopter comes and they yell out, listen, we're going to drop the ladder. We're going to drop the ladder so that you can be saved. No. I'm going to wait for Jesus to save me. Meanwhile, the water continues to flow to such a point that the individual drowns. Individual gets to meet with God and says, Lord, I called on you to save me. I asked you to send me some immediate relief, and you didn't come. And the Lord said, well, wait a minute now. I sent a boat. You wouldn't get in. I sent a helicopter. You wouldn't get on the ladder. I did my job. I'm wondering if that is us. God is calling us to some immediate radical action in the world in which we live. We live in a world where there is so much hurt, harm, and danger going on. And God is calling us to some radical discipleship, some radical movement. And I wonder if we are willing to do that like the disciples who jumped up and said, we're not going to worry about what we might not have or what we might lose. We're going to step on faith and we're going to follow you anyway. I wonder if that's who we are. Are we willing to be as those disciples to say, it doesn't matter if I don't know what the results are going to be? I don't need to ask you, Jesus, so what am I getting out of this, or how am I going to pay for this, or how am I going to do that? But no, I'm going to journey with you, and where you lead, and I'm being straight up, where you lead, I will follow. But I wonder if we are living into that state of hesitation. We need to think about it. We need to reprocess. We need to figure it out. I think it's pretty clear what's going on with immigration, that we ought to be doing more, and we shouldn't be hesitating about being a voice for those who are stranded on our border walls. I don't think that it's a question about whether we should be caring for those who are homeless on our streets. I don't think it's a question about what we should be doing. But so often we, even as the church, we as the church today get so caught up in process and procedure that we do nothing. That is so sad. That is so sad as disciples of Christ that we will spend more time in committee than we will in doing action. That we will spend more time talking about a matter instead of standing on our own 2 feet and letting our hands do some working. Let our hearts do some caring. It is so sad that we are hearing that these disciples gave up everything without even worrying about it, without even thinking about it. But we today still want to hang on to the little bit we have. And I'm going to tell you this. The Lord isn't asking us to give up everything. Indeed, the disciples were fed. They were clothed. They were sheltered. It wasn't like they were out on the street all by themselves. Christ was with them even till the ends of the earth. That is what Christ is calling you and me to be. Radically different than where we have been and radically forward with where we go. My friends, a time for hesitation when it comes to doing what is right and just and true is long gone. It was gone then. That's why those disciples got up and went. What about you? What about me? Does it always have to be an emergency for us to realize that our world needs more love, more justice? Or can it be because God calls us in these very simple words, follow me? As I was thinking about this sermon, I was thinking about how many times I didn't hesitate because it was an emergency. My house caught on fire. We had to get out. There was no thinking about what we would do. I was on the roadside and my nose started to bleed and I immediately didn't have a hesitation that I might die because I couldn't stop it, and I called for help and I got an emergency vehicle that came and saved me. I think of the times I did not hesitate because there was a result at the other end. But what about this idea that you just go and you do, because of the Christ that is in your heart. I say it to you again, the time for hesitation is through. The time for radical discipleship is now. Amen.